Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 9th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So today I want to start with something that perfectly illustrates how fast AI is reshaping e-commerce from every angle. We've got three developments that dropped in the past 24 hours, and when you put them together, they tell a really compelling story about where product discovery is heading. First, OpenAI announced it's expanding ChatGPT ads to five new markets, including the UK, and they're now testing multi-advertiser placements. That means we're moving from the early experiment phase into a full competitive auction model for advertising inside conversational AI. If your customers are asking ChatGPT for product recommendations, and increasingly they are, there's now a paid channel to make sure your products show up in those conversations. This is brand new territory with essentially no established playbook, which means early movers have a genuine opportunity before costs inevitably rise. Second, Amazon launched an AI image generator directly in its shopping app search bar. Customers can now describe what they're looking for in natural language, and the app generates images based on their description. You refine by adding words like blue or velvet, and the images update. Then you pick the image that best matches what you're imagining and shop similar products. Right now, it works for apparel and home goods, with more categories coming. This completely changes the discovery dynamic on Amazon because it's visual first rather than keyword first, and it means your product photography and attribute data need to be rich enough to match against AI-generated visual queries. Third, Google has added new asset testing tools for Performance Max campaigns, giving advertisers much better visibility into which creative elements are actually driving performance. PMax has historically been a black box where you feed in assets and trust Google's AI. These new tools let you make data-driven decisions about which images, headlines, and descriptions to keep, optimize, or replace. Put all three together and the picture is clear. Every major platform is racing to own a piece of the AI-mediated shopping journey, and the merchants who succeed will be the ones who recognize that product content needs to work for machines just as much as for humans. Structured data, comprehensive attribute tagging, and high-quality photography from multiple angles aren't nice-to-haves anymore. They're the foundation of discoverability across every channel. On the partner side, Shopify shipped Hydrogen 2026.4.3, and there's a bug fix in here that every Hydrogen merchant should know about. The image component had a subtle defect where product photos stored at certain dimensions would render blurry on standard resolution screens. Specifically, when source dimensions filtered the SRC set ladder down to exactly three entries, the component incorrectly switched from width descriptors to density descriptors and ignored the sizes attribute entirely. The practical result was that some product images displayed at just 200 pixels wide, regardless of their rendered size. Blurry product photos kill conversion, and this bug was nearly invisible because it only affected a subset of images and looked fine on Retina screens. If you're running Hydrogen, upgrade to 2026.4.3 immediately. The release also fixes storefront redirect for React Router V7's single fetch and adds recursive line item children support in cart, which matters for merchants using bundles. Over in the Hoover ecosystem, there's a new module worth noting. The module Admin Dashboard API hit version 1.0.0 as an initial release. This gives Magento merchants running Hoover a dedicated API layer for admin dashboard data, which opens up possibilities for custom admin interfaces and dashboard integrations. There's also a point release fix for the base layout reset module addressing missing product descriptions on page builder full width layouts, which is one of those small fixes that matters a lot if you're affected. Shifting to the retail world, there was a great panel discussion at Home Delivery World 2026 where executives from Macy's and Ulta Beauty made a point that I think gets overlooked in the race for faster shipping. Macy's Director of Supply Chain Vinny Pagliuca put it simply, if you tell customers you'll deliver in 3 days and you consistently deliver in 3 days, they'll keep coming back. It's when you're unreliable that you lose them. Ulta's VP of Distribution echoed the sentiment, saying customer satisfaction is higher when shipping is predictable, even if it's not the fastest option available. This is a really important counterpoint to the prevailing narrative that same-day and next-day delivery are essential. For many product categories, consistency beats speed, and that's actually good news for smaller merchants who can't match Amazon's logistics infrastructure but can absolutely deliver reliable, predictable fulfillment. And finally, Saks Global got court approval to exit Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They've slashed debt by 75% to roughly $1.2 billion and secured $500 million in fresh financing. Their post-bankruptcy target is $9 billion in gross merchandise value by 2030, which is ambitious for a company that still needs to prove it can bring luxury customers back after a year of inventory problems and vendor payment disputes. As one analyst put it, the question is no longer whether brands will participate, but whether customers will. It's a pivotal test of whether the traditional luxury department store model can be restructured for the modern era. The thread connecting everything today is that the tools for reaching customers are getting more sophisticated at every level, from AI-powered search to headless storefronts to last-mile delivery. But the fundamentals haven't changed. You need great product content, reliable delivery, and a brand that customers trust. The technology is just raising the stakes on each of those dimensions. That's your ONTAP Daily for June 9th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.